I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. Today I'm going to talk about betrayal, unfaithfulness. You thought it would never happen to you. You had been a committed lover and spouse for years, and you came home unexpectedly and met your spouse with another man. That's shocking, numbing, stupefying, and enraging. In a split second, streams of videos of loving rushed through your head, the colorful reminders of your sacrificial love, the quadraphonic sounds of defying odds and unfaithfulness, the dim lights of created romantic encounters. Oh, the passion of just me and her alone. It is as though your whole married life flashes before you while your heart is beating with rage and anger. Seeing your wife with another man in bed. It is just a fleeting moment as you watch someone else sexually involved with your wife. By the way, I'm not making up the story. These are real experiences. Lots of things go through your mind. What should you do? You are enraged. How should you respond when you catch your spouse being unfaithful? Dane Manette, infidelity expert, states in her article on fidelity or infidelity that infidelity is one of the most painful and emotionally draining experiences a person can endure. Whether it is the frustration or psychological torture associated with suspected affair, or the devastating emotional aftermath which follows discovery. The knowledge of one has been betrayed by their mate or partner can be simply overwhelming. When one realizes over time or suddenly that a spouse is having an affair, there's a number of responses. First, there is the initial shock, then rage, then desire for revenge. For many who find a spouse in bed with another, their responses can be compounded as one response causing an irrational reaction that might be lethal or wounding to the partners involved. This is when reason sits on the back seat and revenge stands in the doorway. But not everyone reacts to or resort to attacks or fight or murder. Many wisely walk away, though painfully. In the past years, a number of men have told me of their own experiences of almost causing harm or possibly killing a spouse or lover they found in the bed with their partner. All of them confessed that there was instant anger, but something caused them to control a violent reaction. One man said in a seminar that as he looks back, he is happy he did not follow his first intent to kill. Another man said he fought the man, wounding him, and ran out of the house. Why didn't these men allow the need for revenge lead to a lethal reaction? There is no real answer. However, all of these men had a few things in common. One, a strong childhood upbringing of faith and religion in their lives. Two, their respect for dignity of human life. Three, their freedom from the need to control another person. They did not think that their partner was their property. And four, a strong sense of self-control and discipline. How would you respond if you find your spouse in a compromising position? If you are easily angered, quick-tempered, obsessive, and controlling, you might be a greater risk to responding in a dangerous way. The scary thing about these characteristics is that they are not always visible. When one is known to be manly and respectful, these characteristics can be undetected. The ugly faces may only be revealed through extreme anger and revenge, causing a gasoline-like combustion that is often lethal. Perhaps the best way to prevent revenge, anger, lethal snaps, is living a peaceful, well-disciplined life. Tell yourself, before you get angry or enraged, that no good decision is ever made when one is enraged. Keep the mind clear of revengeful thoughts. If you constantly feed your mind with thoughts of vengeance, all it needs is the right place and the right time, and the explosion will take place. avoid the fantasy trap. Fantasy about what you will do if someone causes you great pain is dangerous. Do not fantasize about it. With the right time and opportunity, the fantasy will turn into reality. Realize that we are not the owners or bosses of others, especially our spouses. Possessiveness is not healthy. The bottom line is the way you live will determine how you will die. Also, you will deal with everyday stresses, and if you possess a meek and quiet spirit, will lower your risk of responding in a deadly way when the unexpected happens. Several years ago, I wrote an article on managing conflict in marriage. I shared these points about hot and cold anger. Hot anger can be described like this. In the first year of marriage, the husband speaks and the wife listens, or vice versa. Second year of marriage, the wife speaks and the husband listens. In the third years of marriage, both speak and the neighbors listen. Now, this is called hot anger. It is excited and often cruel. It is loud and frequently crushing. With hot anger, you do have some idea what the other person is thinking. It isn't accurate, but in some way, there's some consolation that we care enough to be angry. Cold anger, on the other hand, is like an iceberg. We can see only the tip of it, and we have no idea what's underneath. It can